A new genetic test to diagnose individuals at risk of coronary heart disease at a much earlier stage has been unveiled. An international team of scientists married up over 49,000 inherited genetic markers called SNPs, single nucleotide polymorphisms, with whether or not 15,000 individuals carrying those markers had developed heart disease or not. This has enabled them to identify a pattern of markers that can together spell out the likelihood of a person going on to have heart disease later in life. And this means that it might be possible to intervene and ward off a heart attack before it even happens. Nilesh Somani is one of the study authors.
Heart disease is the commonest cause of early death in this country and in many countries around the world. There are many reasons: important lifestyle factors, smoking, lack of physical activity, having certain conditions such as high blood pressure and diabetes, high cholesterol. But we also know there's a very important genetic component to this. Perhaps about 50% of the risk of getting heart disease is related to an inherited component.
And so is that what you're probing with this present piece of research, trying to get a handle on how those genes play a role in the development of the disease and finding out who's got them?
In the last few years, we spent a lot of time trying to identify genetic differences between people which affect the risk of getting coronary heart disease. We found quite a few of these now. But this particular research takes us beyond that point and asks the question, if we had this genetic information on individuals, how well does it predict them getting heart disease?
If we know we already have these risk factors, are we not already pretty good at identifying who the people are who are likely to suffer a heart attack?
No, because two reasons. The risk factors like high blood pressure and cholesterol only explains part of our risk of getting heart disease. And to a large extent, the genetic factors that we've identified are independent of those. Some of them work through these risk factors, but the majority of them don't. So they provide independent information. What we know is that coronary heart disease, the underlying process, starts in, you know, when people are in their 20s. And at that stage, the risk factors we currently use are not particularly discriminatory between individuals. Whereas your genetic risk factors, you're born with them. And so we can look at them at any stage in one's life and therefore put people into different categories of what their genetic risk is.
And how did you do that?
So we created, from the studies we've done where we've identified the genetic barriers, we created a genetic risk score. And then on the basis of the risk score, we looked to see whether those individuals who had the highest burden of genetic risk, in the top 20%, versus those who had the lowest burden, what their lifetime risk of getting coronary heart disease was in a number of populations that we had access to around the world. And what you see is that if you were unlucky as an individual to have the top 20% of the genetic risk, then over the lifetime, your risk of getting coronary heart disease was at least fivefold higher.
Armed with that information, how do you propose that we use it?
Obviously, more work needs to be done to show that this finding can be applied to different populations and under different situations. But if we confirm that, then I think one of the things that we can do is to perhaps identify those individuals who are at highest risk much earlier, at a time when the process is developing silently, and to try and prevent it progressing by giving them advice about lifestyle, perhaps giving them some treatments such as statins at that very early stage in the disease process, rather than waiting for the condition to develop.
Although the study doesn't tell you whether that intervention will work, does it? Because what it does say is you can identify people who carry these high-risk genes, but it doesn't tell you if we intervene in those people whether we can affect the outcome.
You're absolutely right. We have some evidence that they probably do, because in some other studies, investigators have shown that if you carry a high genetic risk burden and you give statins to those individuals versus people who carry a low genetic risk burden, then the absolute benefit from the statins is much higher in those who are at higher genetic risk. So we know that if you can identify people, even some of the treatments we have now are likely to be of benefit. But you're absolutely right that we need to do more studies to both demonstrate that having this knowledge would be beneficial. And secondly, that it is something that the public will accept in terms of screening. And finally, that it is cost effective for health to be able to supply it.
Let's hope so. That was Professor Sir Nilesh Somani from the University of Leicester. He's also the medical director of the British Heart Foundation, which funded that study. It's just been published in the European Heart Journal.
Now,